We come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns, and the first is the joy of the ministry of our church. And we give thanks this morning that our flowers are from Vangie Laurel, remembering her mother on her death anniversary. And so we lift up Vangie and her family and the memory of her mother. We also have a food basket this morning from Zachy and Jubilee Garcia in honor of Elijah for his 9th birthday on May 13th. So happy birthday, Elijah! Also, in our announcements, and hold on really quick, because I got one thing I got to show you. And I know none of you can really hear me out there in Facebook land, and I acknowledge that. But our recording's still going, so I'll keep talking. So one of the things that we have started this month is Joygrams. And for those that haven't seen them on Facebook, this is what a Joygram looks like. And it's a way to be able to send a smile and some joy to a person in our church or in our community. And one of the wonderful things has been this week going and dropping off the first set and seeing those smiles and seeing the tears and seeing how much it has brightened people's day, even in the midst of being quarantined. And so I brought two as examples, and these two I brought this morning because they live a little too far away for me to be able to drop them off in their yards or at where they live. And so I have one for Mason and one for Antone that thank them for sharing their beautiful voices with our church and bringing joy to all of us. And so, gentlemen, I give you thanks and I share with you a little joy this morning. And they both got big smiles on their faces, so it worked to bring joy and a smile. And so, if you too would like to bring a smile to somebody's face and joy, all you have to do through text, email, phone call, pigeon carrier, sign language, whatever it might be, just get the message to me of who you would like to send it to and what you would like the specialized message to be. They don't cost anything. It's just simply a way for us to spread joy this month. And so those are our Joygrams, and they will go as long as we still have flowers in stock in my office. So send them my way. With that, our joys and concerns this morning. The first is for Lori's cousin, Ricky, who has been diagnosed with cancer and in such a place that they are not able to operate on it at this time. And so we pray for Ricky as he goes through treatments to hopefully be able to beat that cancer. And so for Ricky, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Also for Esther Aguina's classmate, Gloria, who has also been diagnosed with cancer, and we lift up Gloria this morning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And finally, we have a joy this morning that we will finish out with from the Austria family, who wanted to lift up that Rayanne received 8 ROTC awards this semester, and she was chosen to be able to go to field training in August. And so we give thanks for Rayanne's commitment and service and how it shows, and pray for her as she gets ready for field training. I can't read that from here. And so these are our joys and concerns this morning, though it looks like there might be some on Facebook that are coming in. Did you just want to hand it to me? And we add in from Terry Haas, gives a joy that Bill has finally received a diagnosis that took almost all week, that is encephalitis, and he is recovering in the hospital. And so for a joy of diagnosis and for treatment that begins to help Bill, we give thanks this morning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayer this morning. Will you pray with me? Seeking peace in a broken world, but also knowing God's peace through God's presence, we pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. Seeking peace in suffering, illness, and pain, but also feeling God's peace through healing, prayer, and those who help, we pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. Seeking peace through our distress, depression, isolation, and fear, but also feeling God's peace through the words of loved ones and the hope we see in the world, we pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. Seeking peace through the pain of worshiping separately, longing for our holy community to be gathering, but also feeling peace through God's presence with each of us as we worship together distantly, we pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, loving Lord. We need you now, as we have needed you every day. We cannot live without you. Amen.